Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Please be worried about me. I said, don't worry about me, because when I want to talk, I talk. If I really like a motherfucker, oh, I talk. Okay, because they be scared to approach me, because, you know, people got low self-esteem, low self-worth, bitch. Now, I already know, because it be people looking at me. I'm like, they want to talk to me so bad, but they got such low self-esteem. Oh, well, get your self-esteem up. Now, if I'm attracted to you, okay, and you ain't seeing me, are you ignoring me, are you out of my way? Oh, hell yeah, I'm gonna be up in your business. Hello, I'm trying to find out what's the fuck going on. That's just me. You know, I said, people got me twisted. I always let motherfuckers know, bitch, I'm a motherfucking G. Don't play with me. Like I told my homegirl, bitch, I'm a motherfucking G. If I want to talk to somebody, I'll talk to them. I ain't never had that problem. Okay. I take rejection if I really like you, but a motherfucker, I ain't really liking and getting rejected. I'm like, you got me fucked up, because there's only one person I liked the whole weekend, and that husband did. Now we was talking. Fuck that. Oh, I'll make a conversation. I'm an introvert, but I know how to make a conversation when I really like it. We was talking, I was trying to find out what's going on. Then I was like, his mentality kind of turned me off, but I talked to him because he's nice. I was like, it's always the cute ones, low self-esteem. Scared and stuff. I was like, you two is scary. And then they be worried about me. Yeah, I may seem scary, but I ain't scary, bitch. The right situation come, you ask, get checked real quick. Okay, I said, trust me, all my friends have to learn that about me. Like, oh, he a booger. Okay, the right situation comes up. The G come out of it. I know when to be calm and when to turn up. That's the difference, okay? Oh, Lord. Yeah, I just be turning up. You got to know when to be calm and when to turn up. When to talk shit and when to be like, When to talk proper, when to cuss your ass out in the spirit, girl. I trust my spirit before I trust anybody. Okay? That's why I be just fine. They were like, don't talk to that Hispanic man. What if he, I don't give a fuck. He gay, straight, bi, I don't give a fuck. Something telling me to go talk to him. So that's what I'm fixing to do. See, if you listen to your friends, I would never have talked to his fine ass and had a great conversation. We had a great old conversation. I said, and the reason why you get free drinks and shit, because we all together and our energy is good. People don't know how to use the energy when you're around people. Okay, and the people I hang with are cool, so our energy be good and people be attracted to us. And you gotta use that attraction, okay? Because everybody like, oh, them group of friends is cool. Trust me, it happens all my life. I had to learn how to use that energy. I use that energy when you with other people and everybody in the positive vibe. Girl, you get free stuff and everything. I say we all kicking it. Everybody having a good time around us, girl. Gotta use that energy, girl. Even when I'm real high by myself, if I get on that high vibration and go out, people be offering, you want a drink? You want a, okay, you gotta say yes and no. I was like, y'all don't know how to use y'all energy. I always gotta teach people. I was like, you better be lucky I like you. I'm gonna teach you how to use this energy. She said, oh my God, it really works. I got me a free drink, and I got the, girl, they give you free food and everything. And when the energy high, see, people don't know about that high vibration energy. Everybody be acting a fool. They be like, girl, that ain't how you do it, girl. That's why I hang with only certain people. You don't hang with anybody. At least I was smart enough to do that all my life. Okay, thank God I was smart enough to do that. Only hang with certain people, because I noticed that when I was young. Like, when you have high energy and you got good people around you and y'all just happy and free and having fun, people really be attracted to that stuff. You get free stuff. That's why I know how to get free drinks. I've been getting free drinks and stuff all my life because I know how to hang. Because I knew how to hang. Even when I had low self-esteem, I was smart enough to know that love. See, when you stay attached to love, love made me smart enough to know. Get around people that know how to love and know how to treat you and all that stuff and know how to have fun and enjoy life. You'll be fine. Okay. Even if I don't get shit by myself, girl, let me get around a group of people. Shit. And we all having fun. I always get some free shit. I have the most greatest people just come up to you and just talk out the blue and stuff. I said, when I go out with people, that's when I really be getting free stuff. I get a little bit of free stuff with by myself, but I'm more reserved when I'm by myself. Unless the environment is really popping, or the people is really popping, and they make me comfortable. But my friends, we really manifest stuff really fast. I manifest stuff real fast with friends because they help my vibration go real high. Because I'm around the right people, the right environment and stuff. But I'm trying to learn not to be in the environment to make my vibration high. So that's what I was doing this weekend. I got offered some free stuff all by myself too. I was like, But I said no because they was trying to feed me off day plates and stuff. I said, oh no. And I was at the yeah, I was at the bar. It was a group of people too. They was all trying to feed me. She said, you want this pizza? You want some? All I did was ask. All I was doing was having my own personal good time and got me a little drink and stuff. And then them wings was looking bomb, girl. I said, hold on. Them wings was looking bomb at that bar. I was like, hold on. How much is them wings? Where the wings at? She said, oh, you know what? We having a little thing. I don't even know. She said, you can have some of my wings. You want some wings out of here? And then next thing, you know, go, you want some pizza? And I was like, oh, no. I just want to get my own. I just want to know how much the wings. But thank you, because, you know, I don't want to put down all my blessings, but I want my own wings. You know, when you got to say no, make sure you say thank you. Y'all motherfuckers so rude. Y'all just be saying stuff. Like, even my niece, she bought her all that. All she did was give her the money and didn't even say thank you. Even if you got to say thank you 1,000 times, say thank you anyway. Even when people be like, oh, you don't have to say thank you. No, I'm saying thank you because that's the way I was raised. Okay. Like, you always saying thank you. I know you did something. Thank you, honey. Okay. This ain't just for you. This is for me too, girl. Because when I say thank you for the blessings, the universe listens. The universe says, oh, he like blessings. Let's give them some more. You don't know how energy work, girl. You'll get your life together. Even if you decline. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. But I just wanted my own wings. Go ahead and enjoy your own wings. Because, you know, you want the universe to know. I'm not really trying to block my blessings. I'm just saying I want my own. Because I don't really know these people. And they ain't had their hands all up in it. And the universe, I already know. We not about to work like that. The universe know you. The spirit know you. It knows you. But some people are like, oh, no. And just be rude. Just say, oh, no, thank you. I mean, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I just want to get my own wings. Let me get my own wings. Okay. But thank you for being nice. Because, you know, that's not something I usually experience. Because my mentality wasn't right. So, you know. Now that I'm constantly working on this motherfucker, life is showing me a different shit. Like, even this weekend, even though I was by myself a lot of the time, it still was cool. It was cool. I had fun. Okay. And the last night, sobbed it all. It was cool. Hey, this weekend was the bomb. Even my friend was like, this was great. She didn't want to go home. Okay, on the last night, we was drinking and eating and drinking. She said, I ain't never seen you drink. You taking a shot. I said, girl, hey. When you in the mood, you in the mood, girl. But I'm gonna be tired, see? That's how I knew to take these days off. Okay. Even she was like, and it was just me and her on the last day. And she was like, it was hella fun, too. Like, that's why you gotta have the right people around you. Y'all be like, that, you can't be having people complaining and all that shit. You gotta know who to hang with. But I used to be just as dumb as y'all. Just hanging with anybody trying to be accepted. Now I don't give a fuck, bitch. I would hang by myself and sit here and have a good time, okay? But it's good to have good people around you. I'm not saying you don't need anybody, because it's great to have friends, somebody you can call, even if it's just one person with good energy, girl. Even she was like, this is just me and you, and this was the best time ever. I had such a great time. I don't even want to go home. Like, I don't even want to go home. I was like, I know. And I don't even want to go to my motel room, although that motherfucker was cute as shit. But I was like, hell yeah. Hotel room. It wasn't even a motel. That was a hotel, girl. I spent so much money this weekend. That's why you gotta believe money flows to me like water. That's why you can't have money. But I still have issues sometimes with money. I'll be honest about it. I still have issues sometimes. It's just my mentality has changed. I said, you gotta know better. When you know better, you do better. I still have issues sometimes, like, damn, do you really want to spend that much money? Okay, I had them issues, but I said, you know what? Do it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Money flows to you. Like, why? I really do think like that, though. It's like, no, money comes all the time. And money literally does pop up. Hey, I mean, look at, you wasn't expecting this bonus check, and you got it. So, hey, you weren't expecting it to be that much. Hey, go on and live your best life. Money always show up unexpectedly and expectedly. So, go ahead and do it. Okay? Even that hotel room, when we went out, I was like, whoa, what hotel room? And what, you know, life is so good. Hallelujah. Let me give you the blessing. See, I talk about the good, and I make people, you know, some people don't like it when you talk about all the good shit that happened, but girl, you got to milk the good for the good to keep coming, okay? Okay, so, you know, this is how life works. Because I wanted a fly-ass room. I said, I want me a fly-ass hotel room. And I was seeing them fly-ass, them high-ass prices. I was like, whew, okay, I'm going to do it. But you know what? Life is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever's real. Because everybody believes in so much, girl, you don't even know. Okay? Thank you, psychics, and all that's good in life, okay? Sometimes you just gotta say thank you to all that's good and great in life. Life are working out for you. Girl, tell me why. Ooh, hallelujah. That was that was like, you know what? We can give you $100. Girl, yes. Life will work it out for you, okay? I ended up getting $100 off the room. And then when we went to the room, the jacuzzi tub wasn't working. I said, I want the jacuzzi tub working. Said, what's the point of having a jacuzzi tub if you can't use a jacuzzi tub? And they say, you know what? We're going to get you another room. We're kind of busy. Let's see what we can do. We have to wait a little while for the jacuzzi tub. Okay. But I mean, me and the spirit, because nobody else didn't stay in the room with me, honey. We balling. And I felt rich. Okay. I felt rich. Okay. That's what I felt this weekend, rich, the way I should be feeling every fucking day of my life, okay? So, you know, with the money to spend, okay? That's the way you should be feeling every day of your life, okay? The universe just letting me know. Look how, look at this. Now, that, even my friend was like, this room, this some rich people shit. I said, you know what? We can't find it. I'm telling you, life will work it out for you, honey, if you just get your mind together, okay? That's how the room, you know what? We just gonna put you over here. The room, yes. Come to upgrade, and guess what? Because you guys have an issue, I already got 100 because I ended up getting the gift card from. This is how life you working, honey. Okay. Then they say, you know, because see, most people, my friend was all mad. She said, oh, because she came. She said, your room is hella nice. She just wanted to see my room because this is what I say. When you're on vacation, if you do anything, even if it's just for one day, if you're going to go out of town, even if it's just to California 4 hours away, even if you drive your ass to California, okay? Even because, you know, I ain't really going nowhere. I mostly stayed out here. But on Sunday, I said, I'm supposed to kick it on Sunday. I know for sure. I'll be planning my shit out. I said, that was my friend. Like, you got a whole plan and shit. My sister came to town, kind of ruined the plan, so I had to stay out here a little longer than I wanted to. Okay. I was like, oh shit, my sister in town. Now I got to go see her. And then she ended up paying for me, even though we ain't close and all that stuff. So I said, I don't know. Life is just amazing when you change your mind. Okay, so I've been kicking it. You know what I'm saying? I came in a little early on Friday. I didn't stay out late. Like, I came in at 11 and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then, like, that's when I had my conversation. Because I was like, damn. You know, when I was saying how my neighbor, I was like, they reacting, girl. We having fun. Who give a fuck, bitch? You know what I'm saying? That's why I did my little thing, talking about how you got to do your thing. Because people going to be irritated. You can't control that shit. Okay? Okay, but at the end of the day, girl, it was bomb. Okay? And I kept it out here. I stayed in Vegas a little longer. than I wanted to, but I said, a Sunday, bitch, I'm out, okay? And good thing I waited. Everything happened for a reason. Everything happened for a reason. Good thing I waited, because that's how I ended up getting a $100 gift card for the yep. Now, I said, everything works out, and you can't be mad, because you know, back in the day, I'm going to tell you, when my mom was just as fucked up as y'all's. Ah! You know I gotta talk shit. When my mind was just as fucked up as y'all's and I didn't know my own power and own worth, okay? When I should think like y'all and complain and be and exaggerate and react to every motherfucking thing, when I used to be just as dumb as y'all and react to everything and being upset and cussing out motherfuckers because shit ain't worked out your way and all that shit. I used to do the same stupid ass shit y'all used to do. But yes, hallelujah. Life. Listen, life. Okay? Life was showing me the whole time. I just had to open my eyes. Hallelujah. Okay? Get into it. Then the mind. Then I worked on changing my mind to change my life. I said, they saying this all the time. There must be something right to this. Let me try it out for a couple years. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And then I got my mind together to see all this stuff was happening. Because it was still stuff happening. Like I always tell y'all, shit is always happening. Okay? Like even when it came to the rental car, shit always happens. And so, you know, this one dude was like, I don't think it's a test. It's just like, I think stuff just happened, but it's supposed to happen for a reason. Because I had to set up. Like even my rental car, I wasn't expecting to get a Jeep and all that stuff. I was expecting an old, like, give me a Chevrolet. You know how they be doing this? Hey, get you an old Chevrolet. Okay, get you a Chevrolet. No, I want something nice, okay? Get your old Chevrolet, but you trying to be, like, not spending a lot of money, but that, see, stuff wasn't working out, but see, you know, I was like, can I get something that I don't want no regular, like he was giving to other black people and the other people at the side. I said, I don't want no Chevrolet and no Malibu. Sometimes you got to be vocal, too. I was like, I don't want no Chevrolet. Y'all putting everybody in Chevrolets and Malibus. He said, okay, hold on, I'll try to get you something. Because he said, the cars, that's the reason why we give them, because we ain't got that many cars, they been going out. But that's how life worked, everything happened. Like, I wasn't able to go there, and they end up going there. And then they said, you know what? He said, I'm feeling your life be working out when you calm your ass down, I'm telling you. I don't be getting mad at too much shit. I really don't even be fussing with people too much. No, I just be like, let me find out what else to do. I just be trying to find out what else can we do. What's the answer? Like I ain't got time to argue and fuss with y'all. What's the answer? Like even the hotel. Even though my friend came to visit, she said this is really. And then she said this stuff don't work. She was tripping. Like and then I said, girl, calm down. I'm just gonna call them. Like calm down, girl. You need to get your mind right, okay? Like, you need to learn how not to react to everything. You letting this whole thing take your power, and this ain't even your room. You ain't staying here, bitch. You get kicked out, okay? What you talking about? You just came to see what the room looked like. You more upset than I am, okay? It was like, girl, calm down, okay? Like, calm down. All you got to do is call the front office and tell them it ain't working. Okay, that's all you got to calm down. Like, oh, my God, you on hold? It's busy. Like, if people be, I don't know. But I understand. I used to be just as crazy-minded as everybody else. That's what you do when you don't know your power and worth. You just react automatically. Sometimes I have to take a deep breath. I ain't got to lie. Sometimes I got to take a deep breath and be like, okay, now, how are we going to resolve this? But I'm not like, oh, my God. I had to tell my friends, like, calm down, chill out. Okay? Because this has been happening. Stuff will happen all weekend, but it all works out for my good. That's just what I believe. Okay? It took me a while for my brain to actually believe it. But I had to train my brain. Like, no matter what, it's going to work out for the good. So, chill out. And sometimes I still got to remind my brain, because your brain is still separate from you, as I was talking about the other day. Sometimes I still got to remind my brain, it's going to work out for the good if I feel myself getting irritated. But I never feel myself getting irritated at all this weekend, which is good. So, you know what I'm saying? And there was stuff happening throughout the whole, like, with the rental car. It took a minute, but it came out better. And they said, oh, yeah, and it's going to cost this. And it turned out better. That's all that matters. Okay. And then it was like, girl, then I said, good thing I didn't go because I wouldn't have this $100 gift card, okay? So I can get this bomb-ass room, even an even better room, and then even got an even better room because the jacuzzi wasn't working, okay? And I said, I want a jacuzzi and everything. Shit, I put candles and a bubble bath in my bag and everything because I wanted to enjoy the jacuzzi tub, girl. That's what I needed. I said, my next place is going to have a jacuzzi tub. Why not get the experience now? Okay, manifestation, girl. You don't know. That's how manifestation works. Okay? So it's just like, yeah, girl, might as well. I said, oh, no. And then she was like, oh, no. My friend was way hyped to me. I was like, and she wouldn't even stay in there, bitch. She just wanted to see the room. I was like, calm down. All you got to do is call the room. See, some of y'all be getting upset. You know, I just be looking at people like, you so upset over nothing, girl. You act like... You act like you People acting like their whole life is ending. Girl, you're going to be just fine. You a breathe. Oh, Lord. Like, I like listening to music and stuff and all that stuff. Just like, even, I'm about to tell y'all, you know, I kind of let y'all in my personal life. I always be talking about the downstairs neighbor because she be reacting to everything. So she always end up in my conversation. Like, the people be basing across the street. She like, ah! That shit ain't funny. And she just yelling at them. I said, white people are always getting upset. Like, girl, eventually the bass is going to end. It's just like me singing. Even if it was an hour or two, girl, eventually it's going to end. Who cares? Okay? Eventually it's going to stop. Even if it takes like 17 hours, bitch, eventually you're going to get tired and you're going to have to... You're going to have to stop. See, y'all look at life. I said, oh, God, these people, that's when I learned a lot of people, their brains just ain't right, honey, okay? But, and I said, I get it. I used to be there now. I didn't react to certain stuff like some people react to stuff. But I understand. I get it. I used to be there too, girl. But once you learn you the one that holds the power to your whole life, girl, you'll change, okay? Okay. And that's why I was talking to y'all the other day. Like, I was coming in, like, then the neighbor slamming the door. It's like, girl, I guess they got an attitude. Old weapons and still go to sleep, okay? Like, y'all so dumb, bitch. You can't control nothing over here, just like I can't control nothing over there. Still finna go to sleep, bitch. I sleep through all the shit. What's that going on? They talking. Oh, well, bitch. Okay. Let me go to sleep. Okay, I'm gonna focus on going to sleep. Okay. So I can get some rest. And even if I'm an early bird. Anyway, I wake up early every day. It's just I decide to lay in my bed. All the time, I'm not getting up. I'll be deciding every day. I'm just going to get here and I'm just going to listen to the noise and just think about all the shit I want in life. Okay. Now I say, I'll be waking up manifested in me and grateful. Even if I just, because sometimes I just wake up, I'll be in the bed because I'm used to getting up early every day. It's just I stay in the bed until 9. Sometimes I fall back to sleep. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just lay there and just listen to air conditioners and and people talking and noises and just be like, you know. Sometimes my spirit will let me feel certain stuff, and I'm like, oh, that's what's going on. Okay, I get it. And then we're like, ain't got nothing to do with me. Okay. Okay. I'm just to focus on what I do want in life. Sometimes I just sit there and just be like, oh, yeah, that's what I said. I be planning all the stuff. Just like I knew I was going to plan to be on that live when I wake up. I was like, when I wake up, I'm going to go ahead and do this live real quick. Okay. Because I don't feel like getting out of bed. Okay. I'm just going to sit in bed, bitch. Now I say, if y'all knew that's what I was saying the other day. If y'all knew what my mind be going through every day, y'all be surprised. And you be surprised how certain things are reacted in my head and then my spirit. Like, it's a lot be going on, okay? how I'm paying attention to how my mind is thinking compared and separating myself from the body and looking at my mind and what my mind is thinking at the time. Like, girl, now I say, if y'all knew what the fuck I be doing every day internally, okay, girl, y'all be like, wow, there's some miraculous shit happening inside of this boy, which it is. Like, I literally would stop and go outside of myself and see my mind and see my emotions and stuff, and I can feel the emotion. I say, okay, I feel anger coming. Like, I can feel the shit before it's about to happen. Like, y'all don't know, being in tune with yourself is very important. That's why I be like, I too much can't really fool with people that ain't in tune and in line with themselves. It's kind of hard. Like, I can be nice and stuff, but it's kind of hard for me to really be like, oh, that's why I ain't had a sex drought. Cause I'm no longer attracted to stuff. It's like, I got to talk. And then it's like, I ain't going to have sex for, it's almost been a decade already. I said, it's going to be a decade before I even do anything. Cause I'd be horny as hell too, but it'd be like, yeah, I'd rather do my toys than do this, because, girl, I'm not just giving my goodies just to so this low vibration, low mind mentality. Don't know how to think for yourself. And they be some fine motherfuckers, too. And I'd be like, God damn. Even like old dude, he was fine as fuck. And I was just like, ugh. It don't even turn me on. They're like, I really get, like, if I can see, be like, oh, he's so cute. And I can kind of be like, ooh, kind of lustful. But then it'd be like, That's why I don't believe everybody be horny and stuff. And sometimes people just do it just to do it. I'm not about to do it just to do it. Back in the day when I had low self-esteem, I used to do it just to do it. But it's been almost 10 years since I even did it. So that go to show you my self-esteem been growing. Okay? Because it's basically since I've been to Vegas. Since I lived in Vegas, I haven't did shit since I've been in Vegas. And I've been in Vegas almost a decade. So the last time I did it was when I was in California. That's when I was still working on myself. Oh, Lord. That's the last time I did it. I remember when I remember the date. Oh, okay. So you remember that? I said, I remember the dates because I ain't too much a hoe. I mean, I had my little hoe spirit that happened in there, and I said, oh, girl, no, that ain't me. It didn't take long. Okay. Only took a session or two for that. Okay. Like, oh, no, I ain't no hoe. That ain't going to do it. Can't do it. I can't just be sleeping with somebody and just not know anything. That's not my name. Okay. I tried it. At least I tried. Okay. Because I was like, shit, somehow I admire this. Dang, I can just fucking just move on. I'm emotional. Okay, that's why I said, oh, I guess I'm like a woman then, because I can't just be just having, but dang true, it's a whole bunch of women just be fucking. Because all I know is a whole bunch of homegirls, and they was fucking. And I said, dang true, it's a whole bunch of homegirls. They was just fucking, girl. Okay. I'm like, I admire that y'all can just fuck. I'm not there. I tried to be there, but but how my mind and body work, like, excuse you, you not supposed to be like everybody. See, that's why you gotta take your power back sometime. You gotta live for you. Okay, because my body and stuff was like, oh, hell no, we don't do this. This ain't us. This ain't what we do just because they doing it. I mean, it's kind of cute, but that, no. Okay. That's not what we do. See, sometimes we do bad shit trying to please everybody. That wasn't good. Being a hoe ain't really good. It's actually looked down upon, but people hoe-ish all the time. But people hoe-ish all the time, male and female. Yeah, I was trying to put it on the dudes. I hung with females all my life. Girls is just as hoe-ish and stuff, just like dudes. They always trying to put stuff on certain people, on certain genders and stuff. Everybody hoe-ish. That's what I learned. Everybody hoe-ish. And everybody like is sex, love sex and shit. Why you think all this dick popping on social media and stuff? Why you think OnlyFans and stuff and porn is such a $1 trillion industry? Because we sexually driven, whether we want to admit it or not. Okay, but anyways, because I'm smart, bitch. Thank you. Okay. That's all it is, because I'm smart, bitch. Okay. Anyways. Okay, smart ain't always about book smarts. As I always say, it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers book smart and they dumb as shit. I'm like, you dumb as rocks. There's no wonder why you got all this education. I got a bachelor's and everything, but don't know how to handle life, girl. A degree ain't got shit to do with handling your life. It's a whole bunch of rich motherfuckers ain't got no education at all. Get your life, okay? Anyway, so, because I'm smart, okay? I pay attention to life, okay? Life is what makes you smart, okay? But anyways, life is the greatest teacher. You need any more of my sayings to find out how smart I am, bitch? Okay? Anyways. Ain't nobody gotta tell me shit, okay? Okay? They be like, ooh, you dumb. And all you gotta say, bitch, you's a lie. I'm real smart. Just because I don't know your book shit, okay? Do you know what to do when your ass lose all your goddamn money and need to make it? You don't, because you're book smart. You better learn how to be book smart and life smart, okay? You better get to learning, okay? Whole bunch of motherfuckers book smart. As soon as they lost money, they killed themselves and their whole goddamn family because they didn't know what the fuck to do. Book smarts didn't help you then and killed everybody because you don't know. Because you don't know how to struggle, girl. You don't shut the fuck up. Okay. Okay. And that's another reason why white people don't affect me either. If you ain't been through stuff, because white people and their privilege keep them not going through a lot of shit. That's why they react the way they do. That's why they be throwing tantrums and shit. Like, girl, you throwing a tantrum? That's typical white shit. That's y'all's privilege showing. See, when you be struggling, okay, we ain't getting no privilege. When you see white people, they can struggle and be white trash and still get a little bit of privilege. That's the difference. Because I got to get white people together all the time. I'm struggling, but you still got a little more privilege. I'm struggling and I'm black. See, I was struggling. I was still going out there and they was like, look at this black motherfucker trying to get a job. Look at this black motherfucker walking around here. Let's follow him. I had to be harassed. Okay? is struggling. Your ass is struggling and you still get a little bit of privilege. Don't get it twisted, okay? I always gotta get white people together. Why that? Nah, bitch. Get it? Nah, bitch. You still white, okay? You got a little bit more privilege, okay? I was struggling and had to deal with racism and all this other stuff. Your ass struggle and you just have to deal with the struggle and, you know, being looking at white trash a little bit or whatever. But if the police and stuff pull you over, you can still cuss their ass out and be just fine and all that shit, girl. Don't give me that shit, okay? Okay, we black, we gotta struggle and we gotta cater to these white motherfuckers to get shit. Then we gotta be scared of the popo. Then we gotta be scared. Then, okay. Then you can't get no opportunities because you too black or you black and out. Girl, shut up. Girl, get out there. Oh, no, it's a little different, okay? It's a little different. Now I say, white people, I always be trying to make their struggle worse. Girl, until you a minority, okay, girl. And then try to be a minority on top of minority, girl. It's a whole nother struggle. Okay, that's just like black people. Well, try being black and lesbian and gay or handicapped and all this shit. Now you got double minority. Then I said, girl, gone with that bullshit. Everybody always trying to struggle, okay? Everybody always want to struggle. Okay, gone with that bullshit. Try being a minority. Then some people got worse than me because they black, gay, or lesbian, or transgender, and they got some type of handicap, okay? Then they going through worse shit than me because not only that, now they black and they gay. Oh, my God, you gay. That's not black. Black people ain't gay. Now they got to go through all that homophobia. Now they got to go, and you handicapped. And, girl, he mentally retarded and all this. Girl, come on now. White people don't know no struggle like minorities, okay? Everybody want to struggle. Girl, I'm sorry. As being white, you will never have more struggle than anybody else in this world. I don't care what the fuck you've been through. I've been through all. Well, try that with being black or being Asian or being Mexican. Try that. I always got to get white people together. Well, try doing everything you just went through and being black at the same goddamn time. Yeah. Okay? They be trying to act like they don't know, but they know because they shut the fuck up because they know. Okay? White people be trying to act like they don't know. Oh, racism, now. Well, do you want to be black for a day? Nah. Yeah, exactly. The reason why you don't want to be black for a day because you know what the fuck going on. You better go with that bullshit. I hate when grown motherfuckers try to act like they stupid as fuck. You ain't that dumb. I don't fall for that stupid shit. I do not like stupid shit, okay? You got the right one today, okay? Okay. Had to get a few white people together over that shit. Well, No, ma'am. Try that being black. Exactly. Try to act like you don't know what the fuck black people and minorities going through. Your white ass know what the fuck going on. They always know what the fuck going on. Just like, would you be black for a week? Exactly. Because your motherfucking ass, the what you doing in life right now, your ass will be locked the fuck up. And you know it if you was black. So set your white ass down. Your struggle with, I'm sorry. I'm sorry it's this way, but this is the way you created it. That's what happens when you manifest stupid shit. Okay? Your struggle ain't going to be shit compared to nobody else. Sorry. Okay. Shit. Feel sorry for you because you got to feel that shit, but that's what your ancestors created it. And you ain't doing too much to change yourself because you enjoyed the privilege. So it is what it is. Can't be crying to me, bitch, because I'm going to be the girl. I'm going to tell your ass exactly like I told everybody else before you came to my face. Well, try all that shit and being a minority on top of that, okay? I don't care what the fuck you went through. Try being black. Try being Asian. Try being Mexican on top of that. And being told that you don't belong in a country that your ass been in for all your in life and all that shit. Try that shit. Try being yourself and being hearing, that's not American, okay? And you been American your whole goddamn life. You don't know shit. Get your white struggle and compare it to my struggle. Don't even try to compare the struggles because you're going to always lose, honey. You're going to always lives, okay? That's just like straight black people. Girl, straight, you straight and black. Try being black and gay. Your struggle don't compare. Your struggle don't compare. Because not only do we got problems with being black, now we got the gay shit. And y'all talking about us not being black enough because we all they gay. We ain't part of the community. All Black Lives Matter. All Black Lives Matter to gays and lesbians and shit is up in it. So shut the fuck up, bitch. Your struggle ain't got... Everybody want to struggle. Girl, shut up. Your struggle ain't got shit on me. Just like me. And somebody came around and I was like, you broke? You ain't got no job? You gay? You black? And you got a mental illness. Oh, girl, you won because your struggle will beat me. Everybody won the struggle, okay? If y'all don't go on after my shit with that bullshit, that's why I don't say who said shit. That's why I don't reread the comments or anything. That's why I just talk shit to it. Y'all stupid. Stupid as fuck, girl. Your struggle would never. Would never. I don't care how much. Girl, your struggle ain't got shit. Okay, O'Neal, there's people out here struggling way worse than your ass, okay? Okay. Everybody love complaining. Everybody want to struggle so fucking bad, okay? Okay. Girl, ain't you tired of struggling? Everybody want to struggle so fucking bad. How about having a good time? How about enjoying life, okay? Racism out here, bitch, but I still got a nice-ass hotel, a rental car, and I still had a fucking fantastic weekend. Went out and drunk and spent a whole bunch of money, bitch, and I was blessed to have it. Hallelujah. Get it together. Get it together, okay? Everybody too worried about struggling. Okay? Then wonder why you're still struggling, because you're too goddamn worried on struggling. That's what you're manifesting up, okay? Shit. Fuck that shit. Shit, everybody want to struggle so fucking bad. Y'all get on my nerves with that shit. Everybody want to struggle so fucking bad. Girl, shit, your shit still ain't got shit. There's people out here ain't got no legs and shit. That's why I always say this shit, y'all. Y'all think I just be talking about the side of my neck, girl. I'm telling y'all, girl, there's people out here ain't got no fucking legs or nothing. And you complaining. Girl, if you don't sit your raggedy ass down. That's why I don't react to my girl. You mad about what? Cause somebody slammed some doughs or something? Girl, there's people out here ain't got no goddamn arms and you worry about some bass. Girl, if you don't shut the fuck up. There's people out here ain't got no jobs and don't even know how they make it. There's people out here walking on the streets and got no roof over their head. Don't know where the fuck they gonna lay down. When it get hot as fuck, they don't know where the fuck they gotta, where they gonna go to cool down. And your ass complaining about it. Girl. And your ass complaining. Your ass complaining. That you gotta eat some Roman noodles. Love some Roman noodles for lunch. Okay. Girl, I used to have to eat nothing but Roman noodles and shit too. I was struggling like that too, bitch. With my struggling ass mindset. Okay. Okay. But thank you, I have been delivered. Hallelujah. Okay, been delivered from that mindset. And it took some years before the mindset showed up in reality, bitch. But I kept that mindset going. Oh, and I was delivered. The mindset, oh shit, this motherfucker keep fighting with me. He said, oh hell no, I'm not gonna be eating no goddamn Roman noodles and staying in the hood all my motherfucking life, bitch. Okay. He said, I'm not going to be like my parents. Hell no, nah, I'm not paying no goddamn paid car payments. When I get a car, it's going to be paid for in cash, bitch. This motherfucker, you got to fight with that shit, girl. You got to fight with that shit, okay? You might have to tussle a little bit, bitch, but you the one that's going to always win, okay? You got to tell your mom, bitch, the only person that run this motherfucker for real is me, okay? Get it together, bitch, okay? Get it together, okay? Okay. It took a couple years. Well, it took more than a couple years for me because I had a lot of traumas. But it took some years, bitch. But like I said, it took me a while to get here. What I say, yes, it took me a while to get here. But I'm here. And guess what? Still got higher places to go, honey. Okay? Because we ain't thinking about moving down. We thinking about moving up. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay? That's the reason why I got the hotel room and stuff I got, because I'm thinking about moving up. Girl, let's make this manifestation. They're like, that room costs a girl. If you don't spend no money, how the hell you going to have attract money, honey? Okay? If you don't spend no money on some rich shit, okay? Go get that room, girl. And they're like, oh, no, get an even better room, girl. Don't worry. He was like, oh, they fooled. This room was so nice. They said, we'll work it out. It might be a little late, but we'll work it out. Yeah, okay. They even gave me a little extra discount, too, because I had to wait for the new room. What you talking about, girl? Y'all be playing with y'all's manifestations. I say that all the time. Y'all be playing, girl. I said, oh, no, not this birthday weekend, bitch. We're going to turn up. We're getting the rent car. We're going to do what we got to do, bitch. Okay? Going to do what we got to do, bitch. Okay? Okay? Around all the bougie white folks. All my friends like, oh, you in here with all the all the bougie white folks, they looking at us like we, I said, we some black folks. You know, white people are intimidated by black folks. Don't look at it as, see, black people, I had to tell my friend, she said, they looking at us and that, like, girl, that's just white people, they insecure. That's how white people do. They threatened by us because we powerful. Everybody's always threatened by the powerful. They not threatened by the weak. Ugh, you just so, oh God, then must I teach all the black people? Okay, I always gotta teach people. I said, girl, don't be worried about these white folks. I walk around with my head, bitch, okay? And I got a room here too, just like y'all white asses, okay? Okay, we all got rooms up in here, and what, okay? And we all can spend money at the bar. Uh-huh, and what, okay? Girl, and what? We can go to this restaurant too, honey, and what? What you doing? Nothing. Okay. Oh, look, we can go to this restaurant too, honey. What? This is some chump change to us too, honey, girl. Okay. Okay. That's my friend. She said, them white people. I said, and then the other black people came. I said, it was funny. White people. She said, I said, oh, they went to the less threatening black people. We were more or less threatening than them because they look like thugs. But I was like, girl, they just intimidated. And that's what's wrong with black people. They think white people, intimidated by our power. There ain't no way you can be intimidated by weakness. How the hell you gonna be intimidated by weakness? You gonna be like, girl, this weak bitch. That's why white people don't bother me. I was like, girl, once you see the truth, oh, girl, they intimidated. Why are you intimidated by us? Why are you so scared? You ain't scared of weakness. So that must mean I'm powerful. See, you gotta use your goddamn brain. That's all. It's called using the brain that God has given you. Since you Christians. Okay, I always gotta get on my Christians. You know I gotta get on y'all asses. Since y'all talking about, yes, God. Okay. Since you Christian, why don't you use the brain God has given you? Ain't nobody scared of no weak shit. You scared of the powerful shit. When your boss come in that motherfucker, that's when your ass get it together, right? That's when you get a little shaking in your boots, correct? Okay, get it. Okay, you better use that brain God gave y'all. Must I teach y'all to use y'all's brain? That's why I already know. That's what I'm here for, to help you use your own brain. I know. I already know that's what I'm here for. I just say it to be joking, because I know that's what I'm here for, to get that mind open. Okay. To know your power and know your worth, especially my people. Son, you be walking around here with your head down, because white people, girl, I walk up in that rich ass hotel, head up. Okay, and I want the best service, and if you don't give me the best service because you being racist up in this motherfucker, you best believe I'm a complain, bitch, and you ain't getting no tip, and this meal gonna be for free, so you might as well get your hundreds of dollars, okay, and treat me just like everybody else. That's just how I feel, bitch, and trust me, if any white motherfucker treat me wrong, they get reported, okay. I'm not cussing nobody out. I ain't fussing nobody out. I ain't doing none of that shit. I'll just get this meal for free, though. Okay, you gonna act like we ain't sitting here. Trust me, my friends got some free meal. I said, also, they gonna serve all the white people and leave our black, not this weekend. But we have been to places, even like Applebee's. We went to an Applebee's, they serving the white. We been saying, y'all said, also, they gonna serve the white people. The white people came before and after us. We was like, oh, maybe they just, my friend like, oh, maybe they just busy. I'm like, it ain't that busy up here. See, you know, I be trying to sit here and let hateful shit slide just because my friends and stuff, they be like, oh, that. But then when them white people came in after us and they got served, oh, no. Don't fuss. My friend's like, shh. I always got to teach my peoples. Because y'all about to start cussing out. All they're going to do is bring the popos here and they all they're going to see is some niggas cussing. So, calm down. I got this. Now, I was telling them, that's why everybody that meets me, I would say, damn, you a mother. That's why I be like, I'm a motherfucking G, bitch. I hung with thug-ass niggas, and they still don't do the shit that I do. Like, nigga, you must be a thug. And you scared to go. Let me go up here and do this. Okay. Let me go here. Shh. I say, y'all ain't been around racism and shit all your life like me. I know how to handle these racist motherfuckers. Give me a minute. Okay, and we got the whole meal was comp for all of our asses. They was like, oh, shit. Uh-huh. Don't be playing with me. Don't play with me, bitch. Okay. You can say that racist ass shit for another, for a nigger, because I'm not a nigger. Okay. Okay. I'm like Chris Rock. There's a difference from black people and a nigger. And then white motherfuckers know, because they know when I walk in the room, white motherfuckers know that ain't a nigger, okay? he's not a nigger, okay? They know. That's why I get treated with respect. I said, y'all be scared of a white girl, but they ain't nothing but some white people. They ain't nothing but a human being, bitch. The same way they can set it off on you, you can set it off on me, on them, okay? The same way they pull out a gun, you can pull out a gun, too. The same way they can shoot you, the same way they can get shot, bitch. The same way you bleed, the same way they bleed, bitch. If they cut your ass, you can cut their throat, bitch, and they gonna bleed, too, bitch. And what? Okay? Y'all act like these white people special. They ain't special. They ain't nothing but some human beings just like us. That's what's wrong with everybody. Everybody thinking they special when we all just human beings, bitch. The same way you can slit somebody's wrist and they start bleeding. Bitch, I can slit your wrist too, bitch. You slit my wrist. Guess what? I can slit your wrist too. We gonna be some bleeding ass motherfuckers in here then. Shit. Act like you doing something special. Okay. And then my friend, once she got together, she said, okay, I had to give her confidence because she was nervous. I didn't white folk. And we still went to the bar and everything. Still went to, and had a great old time. And then I said, you gotta change your mind, girl. I don't think like that no more. I said, I used to think like that, but after all the racism, I hated white people for a while, and I used to be insecure and all this shit. I went to my insecureness when I wasn't even insecure around white people, but then I became insecure because of all the shit I went through. But now that I went through all that shit don't even work no more because I went through all that shit to make me stronger. And to make me stronger is to make other people stronger. So now I'm able to make other black people stronger and change their mindset on it because life made me stronger. It's like, all right, you never felt like that before, but then the white people was being racist and shit. You didn't know how to handle it. So you went through all this racist ass shit. So now you can know how to handle racist ass white people. Then you can talk to your own community, because now when racist ass white people react and do stupid ass shit, it don't even bother you no more because you've been through it your life. So you're just like, I know what this is, okay? And I know how to work around it. See, when you know better, you do better, okay? And then you work around it. Even if you're in a hostile racist ass environment, the Applebee's was racist as shit, but they showed comfort. She said, okay, do you want problems? And I already have steps, bitch. And if the manager don't help, bitch, I got a step for that ass, okay? And we're going to see how long you employed in Applebee's, because white motherfuckers need their jobs just like your ass need a job, okay? Okay. Okay, we'll see how long you employed with this racist-ass shit. We'll see, bitch, because I can get bitches fired. I ain't done it before. You won't be the first, okay? Okay. Right in a racist-ass state. Got motherfuckers fired, bitch. Okay? You think I won't fire you here in this non-racist state? You think I won't get you fired here in this non-racist state? Shit. They be like, what you gonna do? And that motherfucker got fired. Uh-huh. Look. Fired. Okay? Talking about, don't ever threaten me and say what I'm gonna do, bitch. Oh, you wanna see what I can do? Cause trust and believe me, bitch, I can do a lot, okay? Okay, even when I didn't know thyself, I still got motherfuckers fired cause I knew. So, when motherfuckers was racist and doing hateful shit, power came, honey, okay? Okay, even my mom was like this. She said, I noticed when racist shit and people get discriminated or something, power comes to you out of nowhere, okay? And that's when I was insecure. Now that I'm secure and I claim my power regardless of what the fuck going on, it's a whole different ball game, bitch. Okay? That's why they be like, let's just leave him alone. They don't even fuck with me now. Back in the day, they was testing me because I didn't know my power, okay? Now they be like, let's just leave him alone, bitch, cuz. Okay, just like my manager. I said, I feel like you picking on me and you always mess with me, and it seems like you may not don't like me. Dude, I think I need to talk to somebody above you because I'm not liking the way I'm treated by you. His ass got his shit together real quick. I was like, I don't play that shit. Okay, you know I'm a mother. Don't pick on me, bitch, because you're going to have some problems. Okay. You may fire me, but you're going to lose this management position. And you get paid real good. Trust me, them white motherfuckers don't want to lose their job. Okay. And plus, white people ain't used to losing their jobs like that anyway, because white people have been used to careers. Black people, especially when you're raised in a racist environment like I was, you used to getting fired and laid off or being the first laid off because you black or a minority. White people ain't used to that shit. So they be really scared to lose their job. That's a little secret tip for you, because them white people don't like losing their jobs, honey. Because the white people, are, you know, they had the benefit of having careers before we were able to. Okay. Trust me, he got that shit together because he knew that motherfucker ain't playing. He sure will. OK, okay? And he know, I said, I need to speak over you. And then if you don't give me the number, somebody in this motherfucker gonna give me the number, okay? Okay? Because I ain't done it before, okay? That you got to just mistreat motherfuckers around me? I don't think so. That's how I got that manager fired from DirecTV, because she was cussing out people and stuff. Now, you know, I was looking until she came to me and tried to cuss me out. I said, because, you know, I don't care what you fuck you. Like, I was looking. I said, and I told her, y'all better do something. I don't, you know how black people and all this stuff. Oh, no, you know, that, you know, girl. You know how our people is. Oh, no. I said, I understand, but ain't no manager fist to cuss me out. You need to hold up, bitch. Who you talking to? Okay. Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Got me fucked up, bitch. Oh, I got people fired. Because, you know, I don't stand. Like, I be telling people all the time, I'm never going to stand up for the wrong thing. I'm going to always stand up for what's right, because I'm just the right kind of person. Okay? Because I believe in love and light. I don't believe in the stupid shit most people believe in. Like, the most stuff people be sticking up for, I be like, why are you sticking up for that? Why are you fussing and arguing about that? You need to be fussing and arguing to keep your joy, to keep your peace and your love and light. That's what you need to be fussing and complaining about. People messing up love and light, okay? People messing up the good shit, okay? But motherfuckers, we so backwards. I always say that we be mad and upset over stupid shit. Like, people be mad and upset over some dumb ass shit. Like, that is so dumb. Why don't you get mad at the people that's why I be like, y'all stupid. Why don't you get mad at the people always fussing? Like if people was fussing and fighting all the time, then it'd be different. Like, that's what I'm like, you need to calm that shit down. Okay. Okay, like, why don't you complain about if people drive by shooting and killing and raping? That's when you need to kind of be in people's business, okay? But being in somebody's business is just minding their business, ain't hurting nobody, living their life. I don't understand that shit. But that's the way the world works, girl, because people be insecure about their own happiness. So if you insecure about your own life, why not attack people that's secure in their life? That's what people do. And that's why we fucked up. That's why the world continued to be fucked up. And that's why we grow so slow. As a human race, we grow so slow. And it was designed like that, because they already knew the human race, they're going to grow real slow. So it's going to be... So I hate to tell y'all Christians, and I know people hate when I say this, but God, if God was coming through the heavens, he ain't coming no time soon. They've been seeing God is coming since my grandma's been alive. They've been seeing that forever, okay? And the reason why God ain't came, because God said, girl, I ain't coming down there. Y'all hot mess. I am not stepping my toes in... and unheavenly paces. God ain't opening them clouds for us, honey. That's why you gotta die and come to him. Facts. Okay. They think God gonna come down here. Girl, God ain't coming here. God ain't bringing your people got God messed up. They like, oh, ain't God gonna judge the whole world? God ain't doing none of that. Hey, tell y'all Christians, but God ain't doing none of that. God told me to tell you, he ain't doing none of that. Okay, that was men. They wrote that part of the Bible. God ain't doing none of that. God is not stepping his toes. He ain't even opening the clouds for us. He said, it's a mess. God said, it's a mess. And I am too godly to be opening my clouds for the mess. So why don't y'all, when y'all have the experience, and then y'all die, and y'all come to me, y'all spirit will come back to me, because I'm not coming down there, and I ain't opening up my doors, my clouds, or nothing for y'all to come. Come fuck up. High vibrations don't mess with low vibrations, honey. When you gonna learn that? Okay? That's why when you in high vibrations, low vibration people can't fuck with you. What Abraham said, people in high vibrations is more powerful than 10 million people that is not. Get into it, okay? Get into it, honey. So you trying to tell me God gonna open the clouds for you? Oh, I gotta clean up all this mess. Girl, God ain't opening no clouds to clean up no mess. He chilling in high vibration. High vibrations don't fuck with low vibration. You gotta fuck with high vibrations. You gotta come on up. High vibrations don't come down, honey, okay? We may come down, but high vibrations don't come down. High vibrations say, I'll be waiting for you when you come back up.
That's what love do. Love wait on us. I'll be here when you tired of fighting, when you tired of feeling powerless, and when you want some real love and some attention and some light and some love. I'll be here, but I'm not going where you going. But I'm always with you, but I'm not about to do what you doing. And you know what you ain't doing and ain't feeling love because you can feel it. And you know when you feeling love because you feel it. You know when your ass ain't living in love, motherfuckers be trying to act stupid. You know that shit don't feel good. You know that shit don't. That means you ain't doing the right thing. That's what that means. Okay, being angry and upset ain't love, honey, okay? That means you getting angry and upset. That means you and left love, honey, okay? Get it together. Me and love is besties. Me and love can get you together, honey. We besties, honey, okay? We been besties all my life, bitch. I know love like the back of my hand. That's why people be like, girl, love don't do that. Love told me to tell you, don't you ever say that's love, because it's not. Love told me to tell you, that is your personal choice to do that, because love don't know nothing about no anger. Love don't know nothing about no depression. Love don't know nothing about no stress. Love don't know nothing about fighting. Love don't know nothing about, okay, being frustrated. Love don't know that shit, honey. What you talking about? That's when you step outside of love. Now, when you peaceful, happy, having the best time of your life, and feeling joyful, and everything seems to be working out for you, hello, welcome to love, honey. Get it together. That's why we as human beings, we step in and out of it all the time. Every second of the day, we choosing to step in and out of it all the time. I do it, you do it, your mama do it, your daddy do it. We ain't always in love. That's why you can't trust the Bible fully, because it's still written by men, and man ain't always in the spirit. Hallelujah. Okay? You better recognize when the spirit is talking, even when it's cussing your ass out. Hallelujah. But anyway, get into it. Okay? Get into it. Okay? Me and love is besties. Can't nobody tell me shit about love. Me and love is besties. And I used to love people unconditionally that way. And love had to teach me, you living in life, okay? And human beings is not going to live like that. I had to learn that. Okay, now at the beginning, my mom was teaching me, people don't love like that, baby, okay? That was love trying to teach me, like, people don't love like that. You have such an innocence to you that you always kept, and it's amazing, but you're going to have to protect that. Like, there was time I and cried, and I was grown, 16, 17 years, and my mom still had to be like, love, people don't love like that. You, people don't love like that, like, that's why I had the mother that I had, okay? That's why I love my mama, okay? Okay, that's the reason why I had, that's the reason why life gave me the mother that I had, so that I can, like, because life, I already knew love gonna be with this child forever, so we're gonna need somebody to kind of guide him through this a little bit, okay? Okay, you know what I'm saying? And it started with my mama. Love was talking to me to my mama, like, people don't love like that. Like, the love you got is even my mom, it's pure. That you got that pure love, and that's the reason why you hurt. And the world don't love like that, baby. Okay, now you're gonna have to learn how to work with it. My mama told me that when I was young. I remember that. Well, I wasn't young, but I was a teenager. I was about, what, 16, 17? My mama told me that people don't love like that, baby. Okay? Okay. And that's when I learned. I had to start learning to protect my love and not give it up. That was a whole journey in itself after doing that. Like, oh, wow, people don't love like that. Everything is a journey. And that's when I learned everything is a journey. Okay? And then I had to go through the journey of, like, who do I give my love to, and go through that roller coaster ride. Do you give your love to this? No. You don't give your love to them. And then some things, you know, you, like I always say, you have that tug. It's that tug, like, but you'll do it anyway because you're trying to be accepted. And I had to learn you need to forget about people's acceptance, which was the hardest lesson to learn. Still took all the way up to, now that's when the years had to kick in. To stop worrying about other people and start being in yourself, that's when the years kicked in. Well, that's the journey for real. That's when I learned that's the real journey out of all this shit. And that's when I learned that's the real journey. And that's why I always teach that and teach it every day and repeat the same shit all the time every day, because that's the real journey. Knowing thyself and loving thyself, like, whoa. Everybody say this all the time. We think it's so corny, but that really is the real journey. And then once you go on that journey, ooh, mine took a while because I had a whole bunch of traumas. But and still working on it. It's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing. It really is. It really is. But that's the real journey, man. That really is the real journey. standing in yourself, and that's where all the power and everything lies, man. When you start being like, you know what? Having peers and all that shit is nice, but if it don't work for me, that's all everybody try to get to. That's why when people is older, that's why everybody comes to that conclusion at the end. If you ever really listen to everybody that changed their life, the conclusion is always, I had to stop worrying about everybody else. I had to start looking at myself and knowing what I want. Everybody say the same thing. Okay, everybody that finds their true self and find the love of thyself and find their real power and their worth, they all say the same thing, because that's the real journey. Trying to tell you. Anyways, I got my energy out. I got it out. MJ got me a little hype. I had to do this real quick. Anyway, thank y'all. I love y'all. And, you know, change that mindset. Get this life going. Get it popping. Okay, stop reacting to everything and chill the fuck out. You can feel the reaction, because I feel the reaction inside me, but I don't let it come outside of me. You feel that reaction, but don't let it come out unless you want it to come out. Hallelujah. Get into it. Okay, because you be giving up your power too easy. You got to learn not to give up your power too easy, okay? And it doesn't mean that you won't give up your power, because life is going to happen. But like I say all the time, you may not can't do something all the time, but you sure can do it most of the time. Now, you may not can't hold your power all the time, but you sure can, okay, most of the time, okay? Because every now and then, you know, life will happen and something may jerk your power away. But trust and believe me, that power ain't going to leave you for too long, honey. It's going to come back quickly, okay? And when it comes back quickly, that's when you know you got it, okay? When you can not react to everything, that's when you know you got it. When you can mind your own fucking business and don't care about nobody else's business, for real, that's when you know you got it, okay? When people can be fussing and cussing all around you and all you have is peace, woo, hallelujah. Feel me, honey, I'm talking about my life right now, okay? That's when you got it, okay? When shit going wrong and ain't working out and you still calm and you just like, it's going to be all right, because you know what? Everything works out for me. Okay, and it always work out bigger and better, just like this weekend. Hallelujah. That's when you know you got it, okay? When you can spend money, ain't worried about it, and then you get money back in your bank account. Hallelujah. That's when you got it, okay? I can tell you when you got it. When you speak truth, love, and light most of the time, honey, and you changing people's lives for the better, that's when you got it, okay? When you reacting to joy, love, and light instead of reacting to confusion, pain, and racism, and bigotry, and hate, that's when you got it. Hallelujah. Get into it, okay? When you can get mad and upset and angry, and instead of blaming everybody else out here in the world, you look at yourself and you can see people and all that. Oh, I see what's going on. You hurt. You feel power. That's okay. I'm claiming my power back. That's when you got it, okay? When you can see other people's problems and hurt and not be affected by it and stand in your own truth and love and light and be the shining light that you are despite how they feel about you, that's when you got it. Oh, I'm talking about myself right now because I got there, honey. It took me a while, but I'm here. Hallelujah. Okay? That's when you got it. When you constantly working on yourself, bitch, because you know there's always some room to learn and grow and become bigger and greater than what you are right now, because there's no limit to greatness and no limit to the goodness that life can give you. That's when you got it, okay? When people can say, you know what, maybe we need to think about employment, and you're like, oh, you can fire me, I don't care, girl, I'm gonna be all right, and then they still keep you at the job because now they scared, like, what the fuck? You got confidence and self-esteem like that because they try to take your power, and you make them realize, bitch, I don't care if you a goddamn multi-billion dollar corporation, bitch, you can fire me, bitch, and I'm gonna be just fine, bitch, because I know my power. That's hallelujah. When you got it, okay? When you can be in a meeting, you confused because change didn't happen at your job. I'm talking about my life right now. Change didn't happen at your job, bitch, and you was confused and all that stuff. You was getting frustrated, and then all of a sudden you realize, hold on, wait a minute, where this confusion and frustrated? And your supervisor is talking to you, and you ain't even paying attention to their ass because you're trying to find out what's going on with you because you know you are the problem and the solution. That's hallelujah. Hey! When you got it, okay? When your neighbor's mad because you live a good life, bitch, and you're joyful and happy, you come in late, you know what I'm saying, just minding your business, and then they want to slam doors because they got attitudes and all that shit, and you be like, oh, what's wrong with them? Oh, they got it, and your spirit like, oh, they just got an attitude, girl. Powerless people do shit to try to get their power back, but still feel weak. It's okay, girl. You power. You stand in your power. That's all that matters. That's when you got it, okay? Now, you may not always be good and great all the time, because this is a human life and that's human experience. But the thing is, are you good and great most of the time? Hallelujah. Is your mind right most of the time? Hallelujah. Did you mind your business? This is the real preacher right here. Most of the time. Get into it, okay? Do you work? Do life works out for you regardless of what the fuck going on most of the time, honey? Okay. Are you thinking about your blessings or your depression? Hallelujah. I'm preaching right now. This is the real preaching right here. Are you thinking about your blessings? Are you stressing? Hallelujah. Okay. Are you reacting to everything that makes you upset instead of dealing with your own emotions? Hallelujah. Get into it. Okay. Get into it. Okay. Are you letting everybody take your power and blaming everybody else instead of looking at the mirror and looking at yourself? Get into it. Okay. Are you all up in everybody else's business because you ain't got no business of your own? Hallelujah. Get into it. But let me tell you, you do got business of your own, because if you in everybody else's business and you too caught up in them instead of what the fuck going on in your own life, get into it. Get into it. Guess what? Guess what? You got work to do. Okay. You ain't got it yet. You ain't got it yet. If you reacting to people having a good time and having a joyful time and you mad and angry, that means you ain't a joyful, happy person. Yeah, you got work to do. Hallelujah, because you can't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you can't give what you ain't got. Hallelujah. You can't be attracted to what you don't get. Hallelujah. So if you loving, fussing, and cussing, and fighting, and bickering all goddamn day. Hell, I was trying to watch a little bit of drama today, and I fell asleep on the shit. You want to know why? Because I really don't give a fuck about the drama, girl. I was just watching it on my TV to waste some time, girl. But I really don't give a fuck, okay? You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, my life is great. Your life may be a little stressful, but my life is great, okay? Because I got it, bitch. See, when you got to do all that shit, you ain't got it. You ain't got it. You ain't got it. Too busy reacting instead of being in your own power. You ain't got it. You ain't got it. Always reacting means you don't know your power yet. That means you letting everybody else take it, bitch. And fuck it with me, bitch. I'm going to take your power, girl. And I ain't even going to know I'm taking it half the time, because all I'm going to do is be living my best life. And you're going to be in your feelings. And I'm going to be like, why the fuck they in their feelings? And then life is going to tell me. Oh, trust me, my spirit going to let me know. Oh, you just living your life. They're a little upset. They don't know that you just living. Okay. You just living your life. You ain't even worried and concerned about them. Maybe they think, yeah. Cause trust me, I be there sometimes too. And spirit got to tell me, you too concerned about them. Concerned about yourself, girl. Because you know why I do that? Because I got it. Hallelujah. Get into it. You ain't got it yet, girl. You ain't got it yet. You can't even sit by. You gotta depend on me for your joy. Come on, through. You ain't got to depend on nobody for your joy and light when you got it. Hallelujah. You don't have to be in no fucking relationship when you got it, because the relationship with thyself is enough, honey, okay? Okay? And you can meet somebody fine, but because they fine on me, you about to give it up. You looking to say, what that mind like? Hallelujah, because you got it. What that vibration like? Because you got it. What their energy like? Because you got it. How they speaking? Because you got it. How they moving? Because you got it, okay? That's when you got it. Hallelujah, get into it. So you ain't got it, okay? You ain't got it, okay? If all you doing is complaining, you ain't got it. You ain't got it. If all you can do is never learn, okay? And going through the same shit over and over again and be like, why this keep happening to me? Because you ain't got it. You ain't got it. Okay, I can tell you why, because you ain't got it, okay? Okay, if you always worrying about where your next check gonna come from, where your next money gonna come from, where the next love of your life coming from, you ain't got it. You ain't got it, girl. You got work to do. Okay? Get into it. Get into it. If you can't find joy on your own all by yourself, you ain't got it. Okay? Get into it. Okay? I don't need nobody. I find my joy every fucking day by my damn self because I got it. Hallelujah. Get into it. Okay? And you may not can do it all the time, but you sure can do it most of the time. Get into it. Know your power. Know your worth. Okay? Hallelujah. Get into it now. That's real preaching with a little cussing and everything. Okay, you ain't got to be proper all the time. That's the word right there. Hallelujah. Get into it. Get into it. Chin. Anyway. Hello. How I be waking up straight from my naps be crump? Because I got it, bitch. Okay. When you got it, you got it. Okay. You can wake straight up and be like, bitch. When you got it, honey. You don't need, you ain't waking up. Oh, bitch, I have to work in the morning, bitch. 6 o'clock and I still wake up like, you know, bitch, I got it. And these calls. Okay. Wake up, okay. Shit, get into it. I may have to work for y'all for a little while, but guess what? I ain't working for y'all forever. Get it together. I'm going to have my own shit. Don't worry about how I'm going to get it. I ain't even worried about how I can get it because I got it. Okay? Because when you got it, you got it. When you know it, you know it. And the only way you can fuck it up is by acting like you don't know it. Okay? Get into it. All right? Lyric Lamour, Spiritual Shock. Check it out. Okay? I'm out this motherfucker. I'm tired of talking to y'all, girl. Tired of talking to y'all. Teaching session is over. Goodbye.